Blog Talk Radio.
Pop quiz. What you said and Ronnie James Dio have in common. That's right, male pattern baldness and cancer. Oh, and they both hate cynic. Here is another spectacular episode of the Metal Injection Live Cast. With Rob, Noah, 3D, and Dio. I mean Sid.
Whoa. Landy's got some jokes this week.
Cancer jokes.
I'm also short, and Dio is short. I don't think I'm as short as Dio, but we could say we have that.
You never sang about slaying dragons, either.
Why are you looking at your Facebook instead of working on this show?
I'm actually promoting on our Facebook that we're on the air and people can hang out with
us. Do the kids know that we have a Facebook fan group for the live cast?
We do have a live cast.
We haven't promoted that in a while.
No, I mean, I only posted on the Metal Injection one because that's the only one that actually has a bunch of members.
We have we're almost at 100 members in the live cast group.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of town!
It's like at 95 or something like that.
Get out of town!
So if everybody listening joins up.
I don't like that I can't post on it as myself. I have to be the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
No, you can be an administrator, can't you?
Yeah,
but then it just says Metal Injection live cast when you post.
Oh,
it.
Yeah, okay.
I also have an anti-cynic group if anybody wants to join that. It's called Cynic Sorta Sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Look that up.
That has quite a few fans.
I think we're only in the 30s in that one. It's slower moving, but picking up steam. We're getting there.
So we have a great show for you guys tonight.
Says you.
Oh.
Your phone agrees.
Great text message.
Is that your dealer of drugs?
No, it's Frank.
Is he locked out?
He's locked downstairs, yeah. But,
well, he'll have to wait.
There's a comedy train rolling here. We can't stop it for Frank.
Yeah, we do have a great show. We're doing Porno Mad Libs.
All right. I love that.
We're going to be bringing that back. Thor will be on the air with us. He has some special announcements, some world premiere of some sort that he's promising us. He said he's going to. He's not even going to come into the studio.
I can't even find the words to describe how I feel about Thor anymore.
Well, is he bringing that hot bitch back here?
I'm not. He's not going to be in the studio. He's calling us from some premiere of something. I don't really know the details.
Okay.
But that'll be a little later. And I'm feeling a bit under the weather, so that's, you know, important to know.
Is that why you're wearing your fuzzy hat? Oh, that's
just
your
my
hair.
Pro.
Yeah,
that's my pro.
Everybody, when we post the behind-the-scenes footage later in the week, you'll see what Rob looks like right now and the condition he's in.
We need to do a behind-the-fro footage. I can't see anything behind.
Behind the Eastern European car service driver sweater. Which is, I don't know outside of New York if you get that reference, but the sweater is extremely ethnic-looking. It's like a Hungarian Bill Cosby took a shit on Rob's chest.
It's really another side of me that I don't really show usually on the video portion of the website that you guys get to see.
Only your mother has seen this side.
Yeah.
Well, isn't she the one that got you the sweater?
She did. She did. Okay,
there we go.
We also have a phone number. It's 646-929-1357. 646-929-1357 is our number.
Mm-hmm.
So the big story this week is, of course, there was a big speech yesterday. Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Breaking news. America stops dead in its tracks to talk about some fucking golfer and his wife.
Yeah. But the guy gets some ass.
I mean, I just find it amazing that, like, the president goes on TV last night sending 30,000 troops to Afghanistan, but still the number one story, Tiger Woods. Still Tiger Woods.
People love sex. There's no sex in Afghanistan.
Really? Well, there's got to be some sex in Afghanistan.
Well, I'm saying that it's not a sexy story. You know, they make the women wear, like, suits of armor.
It could be sexy if they take off those fucking burqas. We don't even know.
Wow.
If that was part of the mission, just to run by and steal burqas while they're sleeping.
Get all the women
do
naked.
Do they sleep in burqas, or when they sleep, are they allowed to?
I don't know. I don't know. Rob, you know, you're an Arab, right?
No.
You have an aunt, perhaps?
No.
That lives in an adobe hut over there?
No, I do not.
This should be like Operation Benny Hill. We just go over there and take all the girls' dresses off and run around and slap old Arab men on the head.
That's
then get decapitated.
That's a movie I would pay to see, I think, right there. If that was it, no dialogue.
Who said decapitated? What did I miss?
We're talking about chopping Rob's hair off.
Yeah.
Afro.
The weed whacker.
I think we should just like shave a line in the middle of his head so we have like two bushy pieces of hair on the side.
Well, no, it looks like if you got it past this awkward stage, it would grow down. Like, it would look good.
I think it'll keep going up.
Yes.
Earlier I said he sort of looks like Scottie Pippen. When Pippen had the fro.
I don't see that.
In the face.
No, I've actually tried to grow my hair long in the past, and it just
still keeps going up vertical.
Grows up, yeah, just does not.
I mean, eventually, it'll have to fall.
I was trying to be generous because it looks like
Rob used to be in Kid and Play.
No, it's fine. It's fine if I gel it, and you know.
Yeah, it looks a little wavy. It doesn't look like strictly fro.
I can blow dry it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring my hair dryer.
We'll do that on the air, right? Like a blow dryer that doesn't sound irritating over the air. You could do that, right?
Of course, you can.
No, don't say blow. You get Sid hot.
It's true.
No.
Also, Sid's picking all the music this week.
Oh, that's right.
I don't understand why Sid gets dibs on the playlist.
I mean, we
picked the music the last few weeks, you and I.
All I do is say, hey, I'm picking it this week, and then next week you could do it.
Okay.
It's not like Rob cares.
So get ready for 12 bands that all sound the same.
Oh, wait, when Noah does it or when I do?
Both.
All right, fair enough.
Let's see what you got here, Sid. You got a band named Handsome? Hanson.
Handsome.
Mm-bop.
How many songs you got there?
Eight?
Eight there?
Yeah.
Darren, okay, you can't sing that on the air.
Why
it's
not?
All stuff that I think our audience will at least sort of appreciate.
Emperor. Like, you listen to Emperor.
I have the CD.
Do you listen to it, though?
I have listened to it. When I bought it 10 years ago, I listened to it at least once.
All right.
So how was everybody's week?
I got sick, probably because of you.
Probably.
You
stopped making out with her.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Shut up. Not make out with Rob.
Stop sharing that catheter.
Never.
He asked you for that kiss like 7 years ago, and you finally gave
it. Yeah, on the bus. Seriously, I listened to the... Thank you, Darren, for bringing this up. This is good teamwork here. So I listened to the podcast over the weekend that I was not at. And Rob dropped a little nugget that was glossed over, I feel, and should have been discussed, like, for hours.
What is there
this
left
whole,
to discuss?
I don't know. I just feel like Noah could have said much more.
I thought I probed that as far
I
as
think,
it was going
to
go.
No, I think it needs to be probed until people are slamming doors and leaving the house.
What else could I have said?
I don't know.
I said the story.
You wanna,
yeah,
do you want
to... background and feeling.
Well, can I interrupt for a second? You want to, like, give a little slight recap of what you're talking about in case someone didn't hear the show?
Rob, why don't you, since it's your story?
In college...
No, it was in high school.
No, it was in college.
College.
It was
well, you said
college.
On the air that you were 16.
16? Was it 16?
Yeah, it was definitely in high school.
Why don't you check your live journal? No, rejected me today.
Where's that Hulk music?
Is there a post on your live journal about it? Can we read it?
No, I don't think there was.
Damn.
It's on Zanga.
Wow, that's
dying here.
He totally deleted you from his Friendster account.
No, but we were on the bus and I was like, so hey Noah. I like it. You want to be my girlfriend? And then her response was, why are you doing this?
Wait, is that what you said? You want to be my girlfriend?
Something like that. I mean, you know.
No, it was more like, I like you. Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Was he reading it off a napkin?
Did you really think that's how it worked? That you just
I was an idiot.
What? Did you consult anyone before doing this? Or did you just
no.
was, like all on your own?
No.
You didn't ask
all
anyone for
own.
Advice?
Correct.
Why not? Was Noah
what?
Your only friend at the time? Frank, where were you?
No.
This was before I knew Frank.
Still, you should have seen him in the halls of Murrow. Like, I think this kid needs my help.
Well, Frank was in our high school, but we weren't really friends back then.
Yeah.
We hung out on different floors.
Oh. Frank was on the cool
the floor.
Yeah,
hierarchy.
Basically.
I don't know how cool it was, but it was music.
It was just like kids hanging out, giving each other prison tattoos.
Lots of massages.
Oh, hey.
They were really into Cynic on that floor.
Yeah, Cynic was around still.
It was
then,
a 7 a.m.
Right?
jazz class.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wow. That's the appropriate time for jazz, though, because you're already half asleep.
I remember. I think I took one of those like music classes like that before an early sesh.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was pretty awesome. It was
like
very hard.
Before school open, it was the most retarded thing ever.
Yeah.
I just want to say that Noah's eyes lit up when you said jazz.
What?
It was a jazz
because
class?
Because I started thinking of Alex Skolnick.
Yeah. He gets you all mushy.
Something like that. Well, anyway, Sid, did you have questions?
Yeah, so
well, yeah,
what do you want to probe?
How soon after that happened did you talk to him again, Noah?
We talked like there was no awkwardness. It was just like whatever.
Well, there clearly was awkwardness, even if you
we talked about this last week. We talked online like immediately after.
Yeah.
We're like, let's never bring this up again. And we're like, all right.
Now we have brought it up.
Now
yet
we're
again.
Like, yes. But we're over it now. We're beyond it.
So say you. Huh?
It's probably more awkward now.
Good. I want it to be awkward. I think that's hilarious.
I don't feel awkward at all. I'm
you're
proud of it.
You're a dirty liar.
Well, obviously you don't feel awkward, Noah.
This moment is...
Bitch.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Before that moment happened, how often did you smoke weed?
That was before I even smoked weed.
Okay, now we know why Rob started smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
To cover up the hurt of being rejected
but
by
he
the
started
one
smoking weed
true love.
Like
I remember.
4 years later.
Well, first he got into cutting. And then once he ran out of space on his arms to cut, he's
all
like,
true.
I got to take up drugs now.
No, I was at a concert, and everyone in our, it was at Jones Beach.
Who was playing?
It was a DFP. It was one of those K-Rock. It was the local rock station.
Which one?
I think System of a Down is playing. I don't really remember the lineup. I could probably look it up. But,
is that on your live journal?
Yeah.
You just had one
but,
of those chronicling your experience.
No, usually the only things that I have in my live journal are like reactions to drug things that I did. Like when I did acid, I wrote down a live journal entry.
And write in your live journal?
No, I haven't. It's probably like super old.
Look,
but,
Rob is allowed to
anyway
have emotions and feelings.
Back to the weed. It had not, yeah. It was just I was at a concert and everyone in our section was smoking weed and I'm just like, hey.
Was Noah one of those people?
No, I wasn't with Noah.
But I started smoking weed because of Rob.
That's right. I was totally.
And
he thought maybe if he got you strung out on weed, you'd be more willing to let him climb on top of you.
Or actually, the opposite happened because Noah got really freaked out when she smoked weed and. She thought she blacked out,
and then
we took advantage of her. Yeah, we're like,
really?
Just wait. the people that we were like,
him and Nick.
Did you really think that?
Probably
did. I mean,
I was very very paranoid because I was almost like, well, I was hallucinating because it was that strong.
Of what?
It was just weed. What? It was regs.
Well, did you hallucinate?
Just like the visuals were very.
So I'm
colorful.
Assuming you were just in your head.
Your first time.
I don't sound like weed to me.
See, yeah, I don't know. Well, I wasn't hallucinating, and we smoked the same thing. It was good.
Yeah, but you were smoking a lot more. That was already like a year into your smoking.
Sorry, did Nick and give you and her the same?
We were passing the
same. Okay. Yeah. All right, I was just asking. Not insinuating anything, but
yeah.
I don't think he wants to get you.
But actually, I smoked weed for the first time when I was 15,
mm-hmm.
and I had a really bad experience because I was freaking out,
uh-huh.
and I was like, I'm never going to smoke weed again. And then 5 years later, that's when I smoked again, and it was also just like very, very visual and colorful.
Oh. Noah's just naturally a very paranoid person, so when you put weed in the equation.
Well, not anymore. I'm not paranoid from weed anymore.
So
I'm just saying, in general, you're a paranoid person.
Yeah.
But I smoked weed for a good, 14, 15 years, and I never saw colors, like, beyond the normal colors that you see.
No, I mean, like, I once hallucinated off weed, but it was because I hit a gravity bong, which, just for those of you that don't know, it's like, basically, if you have, like, a pitcher, you fill it with water, and you cut out the bottom of like a 2 liter soda bottle, and then at the top of the soda bottle,
one and a half liter bottles.
Yes, that's acceptable. And then at the top, you put like the pipe, and with the gravity, basically like all the whole bottle is just filled with smoke, and then you like push down, and all the smoke goes in your mouth. You know.
Could you use a Heinz ketchup bottle?
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't have a good effect. But anyway, so the first time I did that, And it was like really, really like high grade weed. And I got so stoned that I like every thought that I had was like a Powerpuff Girl style animation. Like all my friends, like I was trying to remember like my friends and they all looked like Powerpuff Girls. And like, I'm like, what's going on? This doesn't make sense. Why can't I see what they look like for real?
When I first smoked when I was 15, it was kind of like the chili episode of The Simpsons when Homer started hallucinating from eating that chili.
Yeah.
So that's when I started, you know, like everything I saw was like that. Like at first the sun was in front of me, then it was behind me. And my friend, she used to wear a lot of makeup, so she became like a two-dimensional coloring book image. And I was like, oh, my God, why do you look like that?
Wow.
But I wish that now I would hallucinate like that just from smoking.
You motherfuckers are doing something else that ain't pot. I'll tell you that.
No, it was just, if you smoke enough pot, it totally happens. I actually vomited that night because of pot. Like I got like
you
so
not
dizzy.
Vomit. You always vomit.
Wow. I guess that's true. That's not really saying much. But
I woke up this morning to this sound coming from the general bathroom area. For like 10 minutes. And then I come out of my room as Rob's leaving the bathroom. I'm like, were you throwing up? He's like, no. Why?
That was just phlegm.
10 minutes of the loudest gagging I've ever heard in my life. Oh, that's just, what kind of fucking phlegm do you have, dude?
Giant phlegm.
He was shooting a gag factor in the bathroom.
That's what it sounded like. I swear to God, it was creepy. I think this kid's going to die. I'm going to have to miss work to call the fucking ambulance and wait.
Oh, poor you.
And he walks out completely fine. Like, I honestly, before I left my room, I had the thought of, like, if I walk by and see him laid out on the bathroom floor, how much of a dick would I be if I kept going? Thankfully, it didn't come to that. But
what would you have done?
I don't know. I had to have to be in the situation.
Yeah, sure.
You can share your vomit stories or first weed experience.
Yeah, right? Let us know if you've hallucinated on weed. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Does anyone else have a sinus infection listening? All this weather.
Your voice sounds like shit.
You don't
all
look
this weather.
Too good either.
I feel great. I feel way better than I did this morning. This morning I felt like absolute death. I felt like my head was the size of the guy in that movie with the big face mask. Yeah.
Your head sort of in
hair. Oh, come on.
Especially when you factor in the hair.
Come on.
Bigger than that guy when you factor in the hair. Rocky Dennis.
Come on, Sid. Is that what he really looked like?
Yeah, I believe so. You can go Google
it. Is it?
No. Makeup.
Yeah, but no, that's based on a true story.
Oh. Wow.
The actor was Eric Stoltz.
I thought you meant the Jim Carrey mask.
Oh, is that what you meant? Or you meant the one with Cher?
The one with Cher, yeah.
Rob is a big fan of any movie featuring Cher. He's got a double disc version of Mermaids.
Moonstruck? That's
an actual good movie with Cher, though. You don't want to.
Mermaids was good. It's chick flick though.
With Winona Ryder and Christina Ricci.
Yep.
A lot of good poonage in that.
Christina Ricci is like six then.
Whatever, you could tell. You could totally tell.
You could tell what?
The direction she was going.
You watched the director's cut.
She's
on the screen.
Fast track to fuckability.
Oh.
Well, I was right, though, wasn't it? And I was about the same age as her at that point, so when I watched that, I was...
Yeah, but you watched it last week.
I want to start barfing like Rob.
That's an interesting question, though. If you're watching a movie with a young girl in it who currently is older than you or your age, are you allowed to find her hot?
No.
No?
No, she's six.
No,
but what if...
Girl.
But you, I don't know. Somehow contextually, that should be okay.
So what did you do? Whack it to Christina Ricci? Or?
No. I mean, I saw that movie like with my mom in the theater when it came out. I was like, whatever age. It was like 10.
And you went home and said, oh, my God.
I wasn't whacking
was
yet
first
when I was 10.
Night? Was that the first night you had a wet dream?
I was going to ask that, too.
No, I don't even think. I might have had one or two wet dreams in my life, but I didn't start whacking it till like end of junior high, beginning of high school.
Really?
I was a late bloomer with that.
Wow.
I've more than caught up.
Caught up, for sure. I started whacking it when I was like 8.
Jeez.
Wow, really? So even before you had semen?
I didn't, no. I mean, you have semen, but not sperm.
Sperm, yeah.
So, yeah, but I think I had sperm early.
Wait, what's the difference between semen and sperm?
Semen is the fluid, and the sperm is like the things that live inside the fluid that impregnate the woman. But it would just be like a little dot. Like, I first time it was like by accident, like my hand brushed it, and I was like, oh, that felt good. And then, like, it took like another 30 seconds, you know. But then after that, you figure it out, you know.
What? All right. It should come on your wall?
No, that it's fun to do four times a day. I'm just kidding about that. Honestly, like, I've heard guys say that when they were, like, horny teenagers, that they would jerk off 3-4 times a day. Like, I never got... The most I've ever done it was, like, 2 times a day.
I think there was a Sunday in high school where I did it, like, 8 times.
I got actually...
There wasn't football. There was no football to watch.
Like, were you, like, drained? Like,
just, like, in 1-hour intervals.
I knew a guy that used to work at...
I'm sorry, but, like, one of your biceps just must have been, like, so sore. You're on one hand just from doing it that one
time. Alternate.
I'm ambidextrous with that.
Yeah, he's like...
Somebody in the chat room now wants to know about your earliest sexual experience.
That's a good question. I like that question. Thank you.
Thank you, Epically.
I learned about sex very early because my friend had illegal cable and we used to watch the Spice Channel when we were like 8.
Nice.
And
first time you masturbated?
9, 8.
3.
She made out with Christina Ricci.
Jenny has a good question, though. So when did you start introducing digits into your anus? And that's from Jenny, so you have to answer.
She's got a 3 and a 4 in there.
That was later in my life. Much later in my life.
All right, first your own.
Later in my life. Into my anus later.
10 minutes ago.
So now just admitted that she likes to finger her ass.
No wonder the soundboard smells.
I never said I like to finger my ass.
Well, what digits do you think she was referring to? Somebody's phone number? You gonna roll it up and
find
it there?
Well,
no one will find
fingers.
It.
I know. Yeah. I understood it as fingers.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I was like finger my ass every single day.
No, not
each times a day, like
especially
you do.
Well,
once
you
a week. How often do you finger your ass?
Not often
at
all.
She gets something stuck up there. She's gonna pull it out. If she wipes too hard, there's some toilet paper crammed in. She's gonna dig it out.
I can't tell if she's kidding or not.
Only when I have to push in a hemorrhoid.
Sometimes
you
really
deserve after
dark
music.
Yes. Toilet paper in your asshole.
I don't do that. And I don't like when you guys talk like this when Frank is here because it really embarrasses me.
Why?
Frank listens to the show anyway. He's going to hear it.
Yeah, he knows.
Frank, when did you start digitizing your anus? I just started last week, so. No, but what I was gonna say was that I used to know a guy that worked in a hospital, as an orderly or some shit. I don't know what even they call it, but he used to clean up and clean out rooms or whatever. And he said that he saw in the emergency room once they brought in a guy who had masturbated like 30 times in a day, and. I asked him, like, what happens when you do that? He goes, like, well, after, like, 10 or 11 times, you start dry coming. Like, you just have an orgasm and nothing comes out. And then you start coming blood. And the guy was just shooting blood. Yeah, like Cannibal Corpse. And the guy was just hemorrhaging from his cock.
Oh, God.
Wait, so he was masturbating so much that it was blood coming out? Is that
yeah, he couldn't stop jerking off.
Sid?
Never had that happen.
He only got up to 8.
I don't know what I would do.
I think you should
blood.
Try.
Yeah, no.
I think this Sunday...
If you want to help me.
No, but I think this Sunday...
No, there's football. I told you it was when there was a football season.
Sunday.
As you're watching football.
No, that's disgusting.
Into your cum rag.
That would be sort of gay.
Blood.
Back off.
You don't like when the guys pat each other on the butt?
No, I do not. I'm not a fan of that at all.
Or when the camera is like from behind them as they're bending over?
No.
White asses.
Cannibal Corpse. I come blood.
This is the best intro is the.
This one is for all the ladies in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Or is that for Fucked with the Magazine?
Yeah, I think that's right. That's what it is. What about that Disney version of that Cannibal Corpse song? You still have that?
Oh, yeah. Just posted that on the website today.
Oh, yeah, my internet is not working. I'd like
Rob
to
or should Chili Dog Noah, says someone in the chat.
No, thank you. Is that Nina that's saying
that? Yeah, it
is,
right?
Nina's like 16. I'm disturbed.
She wants you to Chili Dog Noah, Rob.
Why not, Noah? Is my chili not good enough for you?
Ew.
I think it's more like the dog that's the problem.
This is the Disney version of Cannibal Corpse. Hammer Smash Face.
Let me see a fucking kid here. Hammer Smash!
Funny if you have the video company.
They can actually understand what he's saying in this version.
That was me. That was me. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Nina. It's ska.
So yeah, you can watch this whole video on the main website. You go to metalinjection.net/TV.
By the way, Epically Epic also said that he loves Imperion, Frank. So.
Oh, what a suck up.
Fans in our chat room.
Frank, so please shove the mic into your mouth when you speak, otherwise we can't hear you.
Listen, not everyone's as good as other people on this show.
I have headphones on, so I can't tell.
Why don't you plug in? Why don't you give me your headphones?
But you're all in the same room. I don't really need to hear.
What if we get a caller?
Oh, sound effects.
You don't get to hear the After Dark music when Darren plays it.
Yeah.
I can hear it in my head.
Oh, okay. Nice. Frank's always playing the After Dark music in his head. He lives his life with the After Dark. That's his soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. All right, should we take our first music break?
Works for me.
Good.
Yeah, we have a half an hour of killer comedy in the books.
That's true. All killer, no filler.
We should take out the tight magazine.
Yeah, we should come back with the porno my lips.
Coming up next. And we should let a caller play with us, too.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, and we have a caller.
Not Nina. She's underage.
From the Zach B. Hotline, we have 480.
A common area code. Who could this be?
Is it a common
area?
Yeah. It's Nina. Oh, it is
Nina. Hey.
Yay, more Beth Tech stories.
Such a bitch.
No, not today.
If any other girl gets attention, she gets...
No.
I don't know why I'm a bitch. Why? Because I want to hear about her backpack?
You're being sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Oh, that was... Okay,
I actually had no backpack stories. Thank you very much.
Okay. Do you have any other kind of stories?
Say it, stop.
I knew that would be misinterpreted. No. All right.
I think your chat name's not really appropriate, I feel, for your age.
Does it matter?
It becomes so motherly, Darren.
Well, I mean, we have no control over what name you can pick, but it's just I feel, like, squeamish about it.
You look out for her best interests.
Vaguely sexually related.
And I've experienced that.
All right, I don't want to know. Sid, you take over the comments.
Yeah, I don't know.
This might be monetary insurance.
What?
Huh? What?
So tell us some stories. Come on.
About what?
Did anyone?
I don't know your life. What's the life of a newly minted 16-year-old like in Arizona?
Like you know, I turned 16 like a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday! What did you do for your birthday?
I had a party.
Ooh. Where did you have a party?
My house.
Were there boys at your party?
They were all boys besides my best friend.
So it was two girls and how many boys?
Let's see. Like
she was about
six?
To go and kill herself.
So there was you only had seven people at your sweet 16?
It was only because, like, my mom, she didn't want me to have, a big party. She only let me invite, 10. And then my other best friend had to
We're going to try on the live cast. We don't want that. Get out of here.
Does.
Huh? Did you know John McCain?
What?
He's
John
lonely.
He's an old fart.
Well, he could have, I don't know, he could have brought Werther's Originals for all of you. He could have passed them out of like a glass bowl. Some ribbon candies.
You're saying John McCain goes around to Sweet 16s and has all the girls sit on his lap and feeds them Werther Originals?
He's earned that right there, don't you think?
I guess.
My friend Miles started, like, kind of stripping at my party.
Wait, what?
Who was stripping?
My
John
friend
McCain?
Miles. No, my friend Miles.
Stripping?
Stripping.
It was really weird. Yeah.
16-year-old party?
No, this is not acceptable.
How old is he? What is he, like, in his 30s?
No.
Where are your parents? Where are your parents doing?
Put your mother on the line right now. I'm telling her.
Were your parents in the house while you were having the party?
What?
Were your parents in the house while you were having this party?
Yeah.
And they don't care that, like, this guy's stripping in your living room or whatever?
They, like, well, he just, like, took off his shirt, and then, like, I had a new camera, and then he started taking pictures of his cock. Hi, Mom.
Of his what?
What?
Of his what?
All right, this is we gotta end this conversation.
Yeah, I think
we're going to
jail.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Just for the record, if the FBI is listening to this, do not approve of the goings on at that.
Keep it in your pants, Nina.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Make sure your friends keep.
In my pants.
No, turn that off. That's terrible.
Aaron, you're controlling the music.
Oops.
All right, let's actually go to a music break. Nina, thank you for calling. And
Porno Mad Libs.
Porno Mad Libs.
I think we just played Porno Mad Libs.
Really, that might be a bad idea now. We don't want to give her ideas.
What's it? No.
It's the music. Is
it
the music?
Oh, wait, we have another caller.
Oh, we have another caller.
All right, we'll delay the music break by 1 minute.
481.
Well, we're going up by one at a time.
Yeah, who are you, 481? You're on the air. 481.
Caller?
Gone.
Wrong number.
I guess they were trying to call that guy in his podcast.
Wait, I just heard
it was the FBI.
I just heard something.
No, this is the song.
Iggy Pop.
What? Okay, Rob, the whole point of the music break is for you to start it after our microphone.
Can we just,
I like that it bleeds in.
Can we just start the show over again?
It confuses Darren.
I just want to start the show. It's a clusterfuck of epic proportions. Hey, everybody, it's the Mel and Jackson Livecast.
We're going to start the show with a music break.
All right. Good job.
Hello?
Hello, Mother Leopard. I have your cub. You must protect her. But that will be expensive. 10,000 kola nuts. Wrapped in brown paper. Midnight. Behind the box. I'll be the hyena. You
child in my future is sensitive and life meaningless. Thank you.
world has rocked for a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. That you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us the secrets that you've learned.
You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet? Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Whoa. You
what
got
did
cancer?
You say, Sid? What? What? What?
I said
what?
To
what?
Bring up the switchboard. I felt we should keep that off the air, but
apparently not. Yeah, the switchboard is up. I think you guys want to call our switchboard, number 646-929-1357.
There's probably going to be all these douchebags, though, from these other websites calling, so.
What douchebags?
I wouldn't mind getting into a cursing match with some of these people, though. I could tear them up, I think.
Apparently, our live cast
chat.
Has been exposed to people from E-Bomb's World and 4chan. Some people that are some 13-year-olds in their basement got together, posted a forum thread saying,
think they're 13. I think they're more like
40.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's a long list of things they do instead of having sex. This is just another
like,
one of those.
Like just coming up with offensive usernames in our live chat. Good luck to you guys. Hope you're having fun.
Yeah.
Why insult them?
We have our first call. Let's see if this will be a prank or not. 602, you are on the line.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Joseph.
You're what?
I'm Joseph. I was just wondering if you have a significant other, like a girlfriend or a wife.
I do not.
You don't?
Are you offering?
Would you like to be my significant other?
I don't know how big your dick.
What's that?
He wants to know how big your penis is.
Well, we just met. I don't know if I could disclose that information.
I've never seen Rob's penis, but I think it's like 11 inches. I think he's
Rob's a big dude.
Rob's like a big Sasquatch kind of guy.
How do you feel about that? I hope you're a catcher because I'm a pitcher.
He's gonna break you in half.
I'm a cop. I'm sorry. We wouldn't be nice for each other.
Oh, Rob, man, I really felt like we were hitting it off,
together.
Too.
I felt the chemistry.
You could just have sword fights.
I actually thought, you know, because a couple of weeks ago, Rob was talking about, I only like girls that I feel I can possibly break if I mess with them.
Yeah.
That's true. I like small girls.
That's why you keep putting Nina on the air, Dan. I know. But...
Not that small. All right, thank you for your call.
We're just getting into it.
Well, no, he said he's a top. So it's not going to happen.
Never got off the ground. He's a non-starter.
Could have been. Again, our number is 646-929-1357. And
I felt the sparks flying there, but then it just fizzled out. Could have been a 4chan romance.
I love that he was going into it thinking that, oh, man, I'm going to offend these people so bad. And then we played along with it, and he's like, oh.
You don't listen to this fucking show.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
We're just
Come
talking
on, step
about...
Up, step off the prank calls.
Yes. They missed the part where we're talking about digitally manipulating Noah's anus earlier.
Come on, guys. Come on. Try a lot harder.
You can't keep up with our fucking perversions.
Yeah.
So we were going to play Porno Mad Libs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a...
Why don't we do that?
Let's see if we can get a call. Give the number. I'll always set up.
Oh, that's right. If anybody wants to play Porno Mad Libs with us, our number is 646-929-1357.
You want to give something away just for playing?
No.
Got a box full of shit over there.
Odds are it's going to be a crank caller, so we don't want to give them anything.
How about we give them the magazine that we are using?
But they all hate metal, so we'll give them a metal CD, and it'll be like punishment. They're all like Dave Matthews fans.
Or a porno magazine.
Yeah. Or like they just watch anime and like recite the...
How about a cathedral CD? How does that sound?
Do you know what I saw the other day in my neighborhood? Someone had... had a Beetle car, you know, the Volkswagen. A Volkswagen Beetle, and it was painted yellow, and the headlights and like the rest of the paint job made it look like a Pikachu from Pokemon. So I bet that's what all these guys' cars look like.
Probably.
They don't have cars. Well, they're toy cars.
Two calls. Oh man, we're blowing up. I can't wait to hear
the second one first.
Ask them a live cast question to verify if they know.
905. Does Sid like Siddick?
Oh.
Is that it?
That's pretty weak.
Impressive.
Wow. Blown away.
Yeah, let's look.
602.
Failure.
Yeah, are you guys playing Porno Mad Libs?
Yes.
What's your name?
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph. We were just talking to him.
Okay.
All right.
I was rudely hung up on.
You said hung.
Where are you from, Joseph?
I am from the United States.
What part?
It's comedy gold.
I am from Southern California.
Okay.
Is your mother Jewish?
No, she is not.
Oh, then we would have no future together.
This is clearly going to be a gay-themed Porno Mad Libs.
But, why would you ever say something like that?
Well, you just declared that you were gay, didn't you? And are you now retracting that?
I don't think he's one of these fortune people.
That's okay.
Gay. I just said I was a talk.
You inquired about the size of Rob's penis.
Well, that's
didn't
just
you?
Considering how big it is. It doesn't mean I'm interested in having it in my anus or my mouth.
It sure sounded like it. Let's put it that way.
You want to touch it.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Really want to touch it.
We're not homophobic on the live cast. And by the way, we're not 4chanophobic either. If you want to call in, we'll talk to you.
Same difference.
We like callers. Yeah. Attention.
What's that?
Okay. It's now time for everyone's third favorite game show. It's Porno Mad Libs, the game where we read a porno story from a sex magazine. So we take out a few words, mix it up, and we replace them with funny stuff, and hilarity ensues. So, you guys ready to play?
Yeah! Woo!
All right, let's start with Noah.
Okay.
We're going to go with give me a person in the room currently.
Frank.
Frank. Okay, we're going to go to Sid. Give me an adjective, please.
Bulging.
Bulging.
That's more of an adverb.
No, it's an adverb.
Does it work?
Yeah. That's fine. I'm not going to check if they work, because that'll be cheating.
Okay.
Rob, give me an occupation.
Web developer.
Ah, oh, nice cool. One. Frank, you playing Frank?
Sure.
Frank, give me a body part.
A foot.
Foot. Call it Joseph. Give me a piece of furniture, please.
Joseph.
And it can't be gay.
Table.
What was it?
A table.
Table. Noah, give me an adjective.
Crunchy.
Ha ha. Sid, piece of clothing.
Jean shorts. Go with the jean shorts.
All right. Rob, another person in the room, a different person.
Noah.
Frank, let's go. Let me have a liquid.
Vodka.
Joseph, I know what you're going to say to answer the question, but I need a body part.
How about an earlobe?
Earlobe.
Oh, look at him.
Nice.
He's getting classy all of a sudden.
Noah, give me a noun, please.
a marsh.
Marsh. Sid, another noun?
Let's go with an ottoman. That could also work for the piece of furniture.
The Turkish guy or the furniture?
Either one, all whichever right. works for you.
Rob, give me a noun, please.
That's a person, place, or thing, right?
That's right.
Octopus.
Frank, I need a body part again.
Finger.
Okay. A caller. Joseph, give me a verb.
Hung.
What was it?
Or hanging.
Hanging is good. All right. And last one. Noah, give me a noun, please.
Noun. Is gingivitis a noun?
Yes, it is. And we're ready to roll. Now, I'm going to be reading a story called Bare Butt Photographer from the magazine Tail Ends, which is a...
What issue is this? When did this issue come out?
Oh, geez, this is September 1990. Where'd you have this fucking magazine?
I found this at a record label I used to work at. It was in a closet and I took it home.
Can I ask you if you had this under your floor by
I
your
I got a lot
writing.
Of funny looks when I busted it out on the subway station
Tail Ends.
Platform reading it.
I've never read Tail Ends.
Oh, there's nothing to read. It's just pictures of women's assholes.
Well, there's something to read today because we're playing Porno Mad Libs.
Oh, that's what this is.
And I'd like to start. But first of all, the tagline for this story, our lascivious lensmen. Who the fuck reads this as lascivious? Like, they know what the fuck that is. Shoots an older woman with a bisexual 20-year-old girl in a situation that's made, M-A-I-D, to order.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. I spent Saturday afternoon going over the pictures I had taken of Frank previously, trying to come up with a creative concept for the photo session, and trying to determine... Hold on, I'm going to put on the After Dark music for this. Can you do that, Rob?
Yeah.
Let's start over. Perfect. I spent Saturday afternoon going over the pictures I had taken of Frank previously, trying to come up with a creative concept for the photo session, and trying to determine... at which angles he looked best. I was still amazed how bulging he is.
Well.
He had been a web developer when he was younger. And I had taken naked shots of him standing on his foot and doing splits on two tables. While I lay on the floor beneath him, getting crunchy close-ups of his asshole.
Oh, man.
I finally decided on the concept for the shoot when I was looking at a picture I took of him serving me dinner in nothing but a jean short once the shoot was over. The idea of him being the maid just popped into my mind, and that's when I decided on posing him and Noah as maids. I got the brilliant idea of testing the waters, so to speak, by having Frank come over and spray Noah's ass with the vodka as she was bent over. I'm sorry. I lost it. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Noah squealed and wiggled her earlobe playfully as Frank... wet her ass and rubbed the water around with the palm of her hand. Noah,
gross.
Still bent over and vacuuming, deliberately spread her legs even further. And that's when I knew I was going to see some marsh. Tracy took the hint right... I'm sorry, Tracy's the original girl. Frank took the hint right away and reached between Noah's legs and rubbed her pussy, spreading her lips and exposing her ottoman, which she quickly filled with two of her octopus. I snapped away as Frank finger-fucked Noah, and the older woman looked back at me with finger all written all over her face. The faster Frank fingered her pussy, the faster Noah began to pump her ass up and down. And when Tracy wiggled her tongue against her puck...
He's Frank.
Yeah, you're right, sorry. When Frank wiggled his tongue... against her puckered octopus, Noah completely forgot about hanging and had a tremendous gingivitis, which nearly made me have one of my own.
Yeah.
Sid, do I need to go get you your cum rag?
Too late.
I'm going to go home and jerk off when we listen to this archive.
Okay. That was beautiful.
I didn't like that because...
Because it was about you.
I was
you.
In it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I hate you, Rob.
You got to be careful.
Good times. Good times, people.
I want some more crank callers.
Yeah, give us a call. Come on, 4chan people. 646-929-1357.
Unless, wait, maybe their mom's on the phone. It's hard, like,
oh,
the mom's on
well,
the phone.
Well, no, they probably all have 56K modems, so their moms can't be on the phone because they're on the internet.
No, all that they spend their allowance money on is internet stuff.
You don't think that there's, like, a fucking, like, they all have $6,000 computers to play World of Warcraft and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I guess that's probably
They're all probably at a LAN party right now. Just going nuts. Double fisted.
LAN parties.
Fucking, You know, the next music break, though, we should play, like, the Saint Seiya soundtrack or, like, any kind of anime we could find.
God.
Just fucking anything in Japanese.
We don't want to make them happy. We want to alienate them.
Why not? We like our fan base.
Next music break, nothing but Garth Brooks. Get ready for it.
We rope in the wind 5 times in a row, motherfuckers.
By the way, one of the guys in the chat room goes, we're not 4chan. We're not fucking 4chan.
We're from E-Bombs World.
So what is that, like the Jewish 4chan? Is
that
what E-Bomb is? Is that like somebody's name? What is that? What is
it? I think it's Foreskin is the Jewish 4chan.
All right, we have a caller. This better be a good one. 757, you are on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your name?
Hey, what's up? I'm Smith.
How's it going, Smith?
Not too bad. I was wondering, what was this thing about, I just heard one of your bits about an octopus or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was Porno Mad Libs.
Oh, okay, Porno Mad Libs. All right, I couldn't figure out. I was listening along, and I'm like, I don't understand what's with this octopus. I can't figure it out. Okay, so it's Porno Mad Libs. And where do I need to go to play along?
Well, we were already done.
It. You missed it.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, well, that was... Well, I mean, I'm glad I participated. It was good stuff. You know, did I win anything?
Self-satisfaction.
You won the opportunity to speak to the celebrities that host the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes.
Just hold on a second, we'll put you on the air with them.
Oh, who is on, actually?
You got 5 seconds to say something interesting. Ready, go.
No, who are they? Who are they?
One.
Who's on?
Two. Three.
Nothing?
Four.
I got nothing. That's it.
Thank you for calling 757.
You tried, man.
It's much easier for you guys to do that when you're anonymous behind a keyboard, but when you call in,
what did I miss? I was
no, nothing.
There's another caller.
615.
Let's see what 615.
Hey. 615, you're on the air. Yes, hello.
Hey, if you could stick your dick into any band as an entity, who would it be?
You mean as if all the members of the band were conglomerated into one person? You mean?
Yes.
Do you mean, like, the band you find most attractive or the band that sounds so good you want to fuck their music?
You want to fuck the music.
Okay, that's...
All right, I'd like to answer both, though, if that's all
okay.
right.
Go ahead.
Fine, well, go ahead.
You know what? Let's see. For the band, I would probably have to say Weird Al.
Weird Al? Yeah.
That's the band.
Yeah, he has a band, right?
Okay, well, okay, sure.
For the actual girls, I would say those bitches that play the violins. What are they? Bond, I think?
The Coors?
Yeah. No, the Bond. Their name is Bond. They're just like this fucking hot Asian bitch.
Oh,
and
all right.
Like, yeah. I don't know, but we answer the band question. I'm curious what you would say.
Me?
Yeah.
Sonically, it would be Fugazi. And as far as attractiveness...
It's hard, right? There's not that many women bands that aren't ugly, like L7.
Well, there's
what about guys? Like, not hard or anything, but I would do it.
They've had so many lineup changes. Which incarnation is the one you'd want to fuck? They had, like, a really hot blonde bassist for 5 minutes, but then they fought. You know what? I have a friend who worked for their label, and I will tell you. Do you remember when Katie had the very good-looking blonde bassist?
Yes, I do.
Caller?
Yeah,
they kicked her out. Because the sisters in the band thought she was getting too much attention because she was the best looking one in the band.
Nah, so it's like No Doubt. Oh, what if I fuck No Doubt, but like No Doubt with just like
just
a pussy and no penises?
So you'd Gwen Stefani, but not the dude.
Right.
See, I was thinking about that because then I would say the White Stripes because I love Meg White.
But can you do that? Like, can you make
them? I don't
know. Can you put them all together and make a woman out of it? If there's one woman in the band?
I don't know. I don't think I. It's a tough one.
Would you fuck both of the White Stripes to fuck Meg White if you had that chance?
No.
Jack White kind of looks like a woman.
No, because the thing is, like, the reason that I think she's so cute is because she's, like, girl next door cute. And I'm not going to fuck a dude to fuck a chick who looks like a chick I could see in the neighborhood.
So she's not that hot, then?
Yeah, she's not on that level.
All right, who's hot enough for you to fuck a guy for?
I'm trying to think.
It's hard, right?
Cher.
I know. I would bang all the dudes.
I would not bang Lady Gaga.
You said really? I mean, to each his own, I guess.
I would bang all the guys in Lacuna Coil so I could bang the singer Christina Sabia because she's gorgeous and she smells delicious.
Gore. There we go.
Gore.
All right.
They'd bang you first.
That's a good question, though.
That's a very good question.
I liked it. Thank you for your participation.
I will say one thing. Lady Gaga is fucking heinous looking.
Yes.
She looks like...
Did you see her before the plastic surgery?
She had plastic surgery?
I don't even... She
looked like that?
Jesus.
Yes. What did she change?
She should sue.
Everything.
What, the honker?
Yeah.
Was her honker even bigger?
It was like that girl from Dirty Dancing with the big nose.
Oh, Jennifer Grey.
She looks like
she had a nose job, too.
She looks like a plucked chicken crossed with Judith Light from
Oh, wow. That
nice.
Is rough.
Terrible. All right, we got a few more callers. Let's go through. Thank you for your call, 615. I forget his name. All right, we got someone on Skype. This could be trouble.
Yeah, this is trouble.
What? They've, so far, they're 2 for 2 with good questions.
Well,
you are on the air.
Well, 2 for 3.
Oh, I'm on the air. You talking about me?
You are on the air.
It's boring.
Oh, no way. I'm on the air. This is fucking fantastic. Listen, right. I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on Metallica, given that they've opposed file sharing? You know, it's essentially fucked themselves in the ass, so...
We think they're...
Well, hold on. Before we answer, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Carl.
And where are you from, Carl?
Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey. You know, you can hear it in the fucking accent.
He's doing an Aqua Teen guy, I think.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's all right. That's
I got another question for you, though.
Can we answer the first one?
Hold up a second. Right. You ever heard of the band Battletoads?
That's a game.
It's a Nintendo game.
That's not a fucking game. You're a fucking game.
That's true.
Oh, he showed you. He showed you.
Seriously, it's a good fucking band. Maybe they named themselves after the game. I don't know, but you should check it out. There's some fucking serious shredding going on.
Okay.
You know what's funny about your New Jersey accent? You sprinkled a little European in it, too.
Yeah.
Not at all. I'm sorry. You fucking failed there.
He sounds like the...
I didn't fail at all.
He sounds like the guy from that Group X, remember that song?
You
have been with too many guys. Stop it, bitch, stop it. You know that song?
Look it up.
I'll find it.
X?
Are you serious? That sounds... The way you say it, it sounds fucking Colombian.
Colombian.
You hang up on him?
Colombian. All right, 757. Did we answer the 757 in the past?
I don't think so.
Yeah, hey, it's again, Smitty.
Smitty,
hey,
see,
I didn't...
yeah.
Hey, yeah, I was talking to Nyoko online. I didn't know Limp Bizkit was up in there with you guys. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Limp Bizkit is totally
in the
here.
Yeah, we're going to interview them.
Fred Durst is going to be out in a minute.
In the 10 o'clock hour.
Wes Borland is sitting on my lap as we speak.
All right, well, I had a quick question about them. All right, I know that Wes left, their guitarist, correct? And
I don't know anything about Limp Bizkit, so I can't answer that question.
Question to ask the band, actually. When they first came out, they did a couple albums, they had their lead guitarist, etc. He left the band. They did a national-wide tour to find a new guitarist. And I read in one of the magazines that, yes, they did find guitarists that sounded a lot like him. Well, if they didn't pick one that sounded like him, what was their determining factor to find the new guitarist?
It was a long way to go for us. Very stupid.
Yeah, I don't remember...
Just what made them choose the new guitarist.
I zoned out during that. I'm sorry.
You know why? Because nobody gives a shit about Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
I was really trying.
It's just Fred Durst just trying to get his band back in the public eye. Are you doing this for the Nookie, sir?
I just want to let you know, Smitty, that Limp Bizkit just announced they're putting out a record next year. They just told me.
Oh, really?
What's that?
Like spring or fall?
Hold on.
Awesome.
Fred, when is your album coming out? Fred, when is your album coming out?
January.
All right. Thank you. More Skype callers. Let's see how this turns out.
I want to play that song by the guy that sounded like that caller.
So
right?
You find that.
I found it. I got it.
Call off the game.
What was that
guy
named? Carl?
Yeah, Carl.
The song is called Too Many Guys.
By who?
Group X.
Hey, girl, if it weren't for you, every day...
All right. All right, Skype, if you're calling from Skype, why don't you say something, and then... maybe it's you that we're picking up on right now. We have two Skype callers. One of them is on the line. Could it be you? Hello?
Go. Speak.
You, person. Yes. You, on hold. Say something.
Moan.
You know, we found something out this week.
All right, go to the other guy, quick.
We found out that when your show gets invaded by 4chan, your show becomes terribly boring.
Yeah.
I thought they weren't 4chan.
From E-Bomb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
They have website loyalty.
We got raided.
We're not from 4chan.
We got raided by Prodigy.
All right, Skype caller.
Skype caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
One of you.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going good.
Hey, I have a question. Why do you, why is it, do you think that niggers don't listen to metal?
I don't like that question.
Yeah, come on, guys.
It's really a serious question.
Oh, you got us. Man, you totally showed us because we were like, wow, let's blindly take a call. And
but
then,
black people do listen to metal.
Yeah, have you heard of black metal? Hello, it's a whole fucking genre.
Please.
Stupid.
Seriously, do your research.
What about Seven Dust? They're,
they're not metal. Anyway, the other Skype caller.
God forbid, they're black.
Yes, caller.
It's you.
Caller, you. The only person that could be calling.
Why don't you let him respond and shut the fuck up?
Jeez, why are you getting mad at me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you? What's your
this
name?
This is Aditya. Aditya. From India, remember?
Oh,
Aditya from India.
Yes.
Oh, what's up?
Dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What are you doing?
We're doing a radio show.
So,
what time is it right now in India?
It's 8:30.
That's why. So
no, wait, wait.
Tired.
It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Thursday morning, right?
Exactly.
Is this really a conversation we should be having on a metal
Can I make
podcast?
A request?
What's your request?
Is it too late to make a request?
No.
Okay, I'll listen up. At the Gates, Slaughter of the Soul.
Oh,
nice.
Did
you pick a more
very
obvious
nice.
At the Gates song?
Jesus.
Jeez, man. Even I know that song.
Here it is.
Come on.
What? At the Gates had a sitar album. You didn't know that?
It's way better than your 3-card songs, okay?
What? What? It's better than what?
He said it's way better than your 3-chord songs that you play.
Oh, shit!
Burn!
I did an Indian calling you out!
Burn! Thank you.
They'd have more chords, but the guitars they play were made in India, and they're very low quality.
Oh, come on.
I told you. Slumdog Metalhead, what's up, huh? What's up? What's up?
You're insulting the guy that called that isn't from 4chan now?
You're telling
he brought the battle to my doorstep, man.
And the Battletoads.
Battle some other fucking...
Seriously, dude, that's like the lamest joke ever, okay?
Which one?
Slum. That's an old fucking joke.
Yeah, if you're from India, which none of us are except you, so it's new to us. Sorry, not everyone...
Think of something else. Think of something
else,
man.
That movie yet.
What?
I've been subjected to the same old joke. Everybody... That's overseas. Gives me
what's your favorite band?
Shit.
Gandhi Forbid, huh? What do you want me to do here? There's not. I don't have many India references to
what
use.
Do you, do people in India do that joke on each other? Like, how do you hear that joke so much? If you live in India, you probably never hear it.
I've got friends from overseas. So.
Oh.
So you let your friends talk
Indian
to you?
Friends from UK, US. So.
a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely play Slaughter of the Soul, only because we love that we have people in India listening to us.
Person.
Yes, but thank you for calling.
Do you tell your friends to listen to the live cast?
Of course I do.
Is there a lot of
a
metal scene over there?
Huh? What?
Is there like a lot of metal over there, like a scene or anything?
No. Yeah.
Yes. A huge fucking scene is going to spring up pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
See,
no,
like it's a
no, but you guys...
but not yet.
You guys have like a yearly metal big festival, right? Like Maiden played and Motorhead, something like that. Yeah, there's a bunch. Well, thank you for calling in. We'll definitely play...
Animar is going to play.
What?
Hello?
Animar? Animar?
Animar?
That might
have
been teaching you how to say it, right?
That's like,
whatever,
like my...
man.
Wait, what's your name again? What's your name again? I forgot your name.
Aditya.
Come on. What is
Wait,
it?
Say it slowly.
Aditya.
Say it sexily.
Aditya.
His name is Necrophagist.
Wait, what is it? Aditya? It's totally wrong. I totally
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Well, how do you pronounce it? I can't get the pronunciation.
Okay, Avi. Say Avi.
Avi.
Ja.
Avi Ja.
A
oh, like a video.
Exactly.
Hey, Rob, a video.
Listen, Rob, I'll tell
exactly.
you the master. Ready? Okay. Owa.
Owa.
Tade.
Tade.
Kayam.
Kayam.
Say it fast.
Owa. Tade. Kayam.
Faster.
Owa. Tade. Kayam.
One more time.
Owa. Tade. Kayam.
Yeah, now you got it.
Owa. Tade. Kayam.
Dude, I...
Owa. Tade. Kayam.
You got it. Perfect.
I just have one question for you before you go. It's something that's been bugging me for years now. What does tikka masala mean? No, Siri, I'm curious. I get chicken tikka masala all the time. I don't even know what the fuck it is that I'm saying.
What? I had a cow.
Chicken tikka masala. Tikka masala, what does that mean?
Ah, chicken tikka masala. It's a dish.
I know, but what the word tikka masala, what do those words translate to in English?
Food.
I seriously don't know. It's in Hindi.
You don't speak Hindi?
No.
Do you have any friends with you?
What's your...
What?
What do you speak, like Urdu or something?
No, Chow.
No.
Hmm.
What do you speak besides English?
Esperanto. Pig Latin.
All right.
English.
All right. Thank you, Avijja. We really appreciate you listening, seriously. Despite all these racist remarks by 3D and Sid.
What racist remarks?
Let's do with the music.
I was legitimately curious.
I was making him feel comfortable.
Chicken masala. Come on!
I order it all the time, and I'm curious. What is it that's giving me the diarrhea?
Let's take a
question,
let's take 905.
How often do I get stuck
like
in
asking
Indian?
What's cornbread, you know?
I know what those words mean, though. If he was to ask me, I'd tell him.
What does General So mean? Do you know that?
He's a general.
It's
a Chinese general.
There's specific So, and then there's very general So. More general
So.
Duh.
Hello, 905.
905, you're on the line. What's your name?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was wondering if I should wear a turban to school tomorrow.
You live in India?
Do you realize that we have your phone number right now?
But you didn't ask anything offensive yet.
Yeah.
Well, are you?
Do you have a turban, or would you have to go and buy one?
Yes, I do.
You have one.
Okay.
You have it. Smoke.
Do you have
got
it,
man.
Do you have it for religious purposes?
No, for racist.
Oh, you wear it to mock people?
Yes, to mock people.
Oh, okay.
Why is it because you're insecure about your small penis?
Jeez.
Yes. I want to mock.
Well,
that's coming from a guy that has a 13-inch penis.
Yeah. I want to mock the Indians also.
I don't think Indians wear it, so I think that's Sikhs that wear those.
Yeah, all right.
The Sikhs are the ones that wear the one with the diamond in the middle, like the guy in Punch-Out, right? Is
yeah.
That what the distinction is?
All right, thanks for your call, 905.
I say yes, wear the turban.
We have a bunch of Skype callers. We have no way of identifying
any
of them.
We do need to take Thor's call as well, so let's just wrap it up with these callers.
Let's take a couple more of these calls, do a music
one.
Break, and come back with Thor.
Yeah. All right, so one of you people on Skype, You should say hello. All of you should say hello, and then we'll respond. Yeah, we'll only hear one of you. So go. You.
Say hello.
Everyone say
I guess that's
the result. Cut that guy off.
Yeah.
All right, next Skype caller. You try
hey.
To say hello. Oh, yeah,
hey.
There we go.
Hey. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling in response to some of the racist comments I heard about niggers. And frankly, I'm just glad you guys stood up for not being racist and calling niggers.
Thanks. Wow, that was funny. Thank you.
It's kind of funny.
I hope these guys get paid for these jokes because they deserve it.
What?
What?
Those are some really good jokes.
No. I don't condone being racist, but I feel that,
if you're going to prank our podcast, at least be funnier
be
than
creative.
Us.
Be creative.
It doesn't take much to be funnier than us.
Yeah,
right?
we like material, but this is like bombing most of it.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm going to get on the air and my friends are going to hear me say a dirty word.
No, but the guy who pretended to be gay was funny with Rob. That was good.
That was an actual listener, though.
There was potential there.
He's called before.
Who about the other one who asked about the band fucking the
that,
band?
I like that. That was interesting.
That was a good question.
So they're not all retards.
Just most of them.
All right, let's try to take another Skype caller.
That's the world we live in.
Okay. Wait.
Skype caller, say hello.
Wait.
Now say hello. No fart noises, just talk.
Howard Stern's penis.
Bubba bully, bubba bully. All
right, hang up on this guy. All right, next guy.
Say hello, stupid.
Bubba bully.
Stupid.
Somebody say hello.
What if it's like a call?
Take 401. Take 401.
Hold on.
401. Yes. Yes,
that's one now.
Okay.
401, you are on the air. Say hello to us.
No. Yes.
What's going on?
What's your name, 401?
My name, RJ. RJ Pennyweather. What's going on? What's up?
RJ Pennyleather?
Yeah, RJ Pennyweather.
Weather or leather?
I like leather.
No, I think leather is better. No, Pennyweather, like the wind and the clouds and all that shit.
No, change it to leather.
Yeah.
It's
leather
better that way.
Way more metal.
Yeah, Penny
yeah.
Leather.
Penny Leather. So what's up, Penny Leather?
Nothing. I heard you guys got Limp Bizkit in the studio. That's pretty
That's
cool.
Correct.
Coming up in the
yeah.
10 o'clock.
Yeah!
Limp Bizkit in the house!
Can I talk to Fred? Or is it, like, is he just being quiet?
What's that?
Do you have his personal number, though, I thought.
Who does?
You can call him on his direct line.
Hey, Fred, do you know Penny Leather? He doesn't know
he doesn't know any Penny Leathers.
No. Yeah, see?
He ain't talking no Penny Leathers.
No, yeah, I know. That's why I needed to talk to him.
But he's not talking.
He posts on 4chan. Right. Just go check him out.
What's a 4chan?
Tell me about it.
That right there is the name of the episode.
What's a 4chan? I like that. Thank you, Penny Leather. You gave us the title of our episode.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. No, that's like Foo Young and Fried Rice over at the Jade Dragon, right?
Close.
Close to what? I'm really confused.
Like,
I just want to talk to Fred Durst.
Is that like internet code, like all your base are belong
no,
to?
No, he was reciting Limp Bizkit lyrics.
Oh, really?
There's gonna be a YTMND tomorrow of all the like asshole e-bomb callers making fun of them.
All right, thanks for your call, 401. Penny Leather. 602, have we taken 602?
I think we have. Let's.
Hey, it's Joseph.
Oh, hey, Joseph.
Joseph.
Hi.
You guys called me gay. I don't think I'm gay.
It sounded like you were gay. I apologize if you're not gay.
Well, I am. I'm just wondering. I never said I was, so I was wondering why you said I was.
But
well,
didn't you call
we'll just
before
put, yeah.
and you told us how you were coming out?
No. We put two and two together because he was asking about Rob's penis. And
he put five and a half and five and a half together.
And got 11.
This was at summer camp, wasn't it? Sleepaway camp, they put the candle in your butt and carried you around.
Hey, do you love your mother?
Hey, Joseph!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, it's the auto-tune guy.
How's it going?
It doesn't sound like auto-tune now.
It sounds a little mumbled.
Yeah, so just turn it
it's
on.
It's weird.
It just sounds like echo. It just sounds like echo. It doesn't
it's
sound like...
the weirdest thing in the world.
I was watching... Shut up!
Turn it off.
Yeah.
I was watching...
Christ.
You,
I was watching
you love your mother?
Shut up.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to make a point here.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Simon and Garfunkel were on, and that's exactly what they sounded like.
Yeah, I heard about that.
As if they
really?
Were singing, like, in its,
what
inside of an
aquarium. Who was?
Simon
who?
And Garfunkel, auto-tune.
Wow.
What were they saying?
It's really annoying.
It's annoying, really.
Yeah.
Very annoying. This
yeah.
doesn't sound flat.
Well, because you're talking.
Fucking thing on.
But it's just, it was ugh, just so disgraceful.
Could you please turn his microphone off?
What a
waste of a dollar. Thank you.
No, it sounded good before we started the show when you were doing it, and now it just sounds like echo. Maybe there's a setting or something.
Wow, Noah, way to break it.
What? I'm not a fan of auto-tune, so.
But that
oh,
wasn't,
so you broke it.
But that wasn't auto-tune. It wasn't tuned. It was the same mm-hmm. off-tune singing that he always does.
What?
But it was just echoing more.
Well, the way that auto-tune works is it, like, brings it to the closest pitch. So if he's flat on something, he'll just bring it to the closest note.
So
that's all auto-tune is.
Right, but that's not what that was. That was just the same thing he was singing.
And it makes
echo.
It sound electronic.
Well, he did it before,
sounds like
it worked.
A robot.
All right, whatever.
Don't argue with me.
Should we do another music break really quick before
yep.
we get Thor on?
Yeah.
Let's
yes.
do that.
Sorry, everyone who's on hold.
We're going to play Slaughter of the Soul oh. for a video. Is that
his name? What's his last name again?
Slumdog Metalhead.
I don't know what his
no.
Come on, he's a nice guy. Adidja is our friend.
No, Darren, what was his last name?
Owatadik, I am.
Yeah. He's also Native American.
Wait a minute! I just got that! Let's get some music. We're going to play Slaughter of the Soul and more sick picks, maybe.
Go! Yeah.
Hello, all you teenage virgins. It's time to leave your emo bullshit at home with mommy. Strap on your Viking helmets for the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, all right. We're approaching the end of our show. We only have 20 minutes left.
Great.
And he was originally supposed to call in, but it looks like we have him here in the studio.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, the door's opening right now.
Yep, here he comes, the guitar god himself.
My God.
Thor Schretzky.
Hey, all right. Hi, Thor. How's it going?
Where's my audience?
It's us.
I didn't point the gun at them. Sorry, hold on. Hold on. Hey, are you supposed to fucking applaud? There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my fans. Thank you to all of you listening in the studios and at home on IRC. I appreciate all of you.
I think it's E-bombs.
What's the difference between IRC and ICQ?
They're just like two different things that nerds use.
Hand lotion. Another thing that you use.
Oh, we're still here.
Ew, you're drooling from doing that. That's gross.
It sounded like that was
that's
you.
That's not from not doing the Thors. That's from doing the cocaine before this. I had a mild overdose. Don't worry about it. And Thor's got a big announcement today.
Okay.
Thor is expanding his empire. Thor is no longer just a guitar virtuoso.
Oh, really?
Thor is now a entertainment mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Thor is branching out into many fields of ways to make profits off my dumb fans.
Okay.
And, well, you know, I brought a world premiere of my first product, and I figured I'd premiere it here on the live cast because you guys tell me you guys got listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else else lets Thor in the studio. Of course you got extra listeners. Thor's here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My little nephew probably tweeted that I was going to be on this show. But
Tweeted was right.
What is it? I don't know. Kids today with their internets and their web 7.5.
4chan.
I don't know what that's all about. But can you guys queue up that clip or what?
Oh, hello. This is your guitar god and virtuoso, Thor Schretzky. Many of you have tried to play guitar like me. Try to dress like me. And even try to act like me.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? No, really, where the fuck art thou?
Let me propose a new fashion in which you should direct your undivided attention. Introducing Thor Fumes! Now you can smell like Thor Schretzky. For just a limited time only, you can experience and share the blended aroma of string lube, rustic leather, callus removal cream, and my own Thor essence. Splash of my sweat, but shh, that's between you and Thor. Call now, and not only will you get a fantasized bottle of Thor Fumes, but also the Thor-shredded weed whacker. The guitar-shaped whacker and blade, along with a guitar strap harness to allow you to practice your guitar-safe trick and whack your weeds at the same time. So, where is your phone? Dial the number now at 1-800. I want Thor's perfume immediately. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, Thor will wring out a towel of his own sweat on the Thor Fumes for that extra Thor essence.
Wow. That was great. When did you record that?
I have a huge marketing campaign. How many can I put you guys down for? 7, 8?
I think I saw you on the side of a bus.
I'll take a baker's dozen.
I'd like to know what it smells like.
It smells like Thor. You want to come a little closer to me, Frank?
Oh, put your armpit down, please.
What do you mean? It's the essence of Thor.
Well,
it's magical.
Yeah. He said guitar, string lube, callus remover, and what else?
Is there something that actually
my
exists?
Sweat.
Callus remover?
When I said you were on the side of a bus, I meant you were hanging on to the side of a bus, actually. You didn't want to pay the fare?
Well, the thing is, the check bounced on my limo service, so I have to get around somehow, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, Thor wants to talk to some fans so that he could shill his product to them.
Okay.
How could Thor do that?
We actually have a caller on right now.
Yeah?
You're on the air with Thor Schritzky.
I see someone in the chat room saying that this is Eder Thor. That chat room person is correct.
All right, Skype caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh,
what's
cool.
What's your name?
Thor,
are you?
I was thinking about picking up guitar. You know, I played drums for several years. And I was just wondering, you know, what kind of guitar you guys recommended.
Well, Thor recommends the Thor series guitar. It's only available from Thor because Thor wanted too much of a licensing fee from any of the major guitar makers for them to make it, so Thor just did it himself. It's got ridiculous pickups, and it's got a fretboard. It's got those things that you could, like, pull to make sounds. What are they called? Strings. It's got strings.
The strings are made of
it's
gold.
It's the best guitar ever. Should I put
That's
you down
cool.
for eight guitars? Eight guitars
does
or
it,
nine guitars?
Does it come with Battletoads as well?
Yeah. Does it come with what?
Battletoads.
Who is this guy? Who are these people you let on your show? With these,
this is E-Bomb's
oh,
world, bitch. Represent E-Bomb's
anyway.
World, motherfucker. Yeah, this is Adolf.
Oh,
represent.
Yeah.
What's a 4chan?
I don't know, but I think you should definitely start a website called 4chan. And then have people troll a radio show chat rooms.
Funny you should mention that. I recently opened 4chan.org.
Oh, yeah?
It is where people can post their Thor Schretzstein fake pornographies. It's Thor fakes, you know?
Oh, nice.
But don't put any fakes of me fucking no animals.
I saw you actually with your head on a horse with someone sucking the horse.
What? Like... Wait, well, that Thor's cool with that because that's like a Minotaur, right?
Yeah.
A Minotaur.
Minotaur.
There is no Minotaur.
There is no Minotaur. There's an extra large Thor, and he's in my pants. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm talking about my penis, Sid. That's
right.
What I was
I
getting
feel
at.
It against my arm.
You understand
right
that?
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thor does that. He
Thor,
does
why that. Why do you...
Thor,
you...
should I ask you a personal question?
No, I don't like you.
I've got a personal question.
Right,
are you
what?
Of Jewish descent or Italian descent? Because your accent today seems a little spotty at times.
Well, Thor has some sinus issues. I was listening to the show earlier, and I heard that Rob loser who's too afraid to look at me eye to eye after what he did to my Antonella, how he disrespected her.
What'd he do?
Let me tell you what he did.
Uh-oh.
We walked by him. Mm-hmm. And he did not as much as check her out at all.
Wow.
He looked the other way. What kind of fag? What a fag! How do you let him on your show? He doesn't check out the prettiest girl in the world. With that said, if any of you look at my girlfriend, I am going to beat the living shit out of you.
I was going to say, that's weird that you'd want a guy looking at your girlfriend.
I don't want them looking at him, but I want them to want to look.
Oh, so
and then not look because they know that Thor will beat them up. But Thor did not see any of that out of that Rob fag.
Well, you think he's gay? I don't know.
In all fairness, doesn't he have a boyfriend in Southern California named Joseph?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Any more Thor calling? Come on, we're all Thor fans.
Let's see who's
Thor sent out a news group message about this live cast appearance. Why don't people know about this? Who's on the line?
Hello?
Who's there? What is your name and how big of a Thor fan are you?
What?
Who is this guy? Who are these people that you have calling in your show? They don't know when they're talking to a guitar god. My time is precious here.
I was listening to your radio show, and I hear you guys like Mudkip.
Radio show, stupid. What?
Is that true?
It's what,
you guys
say
like,
this again?
I heard you guys like Mudkip.
I don't know what that is, but it's not really a radio show because it's coming out of your computer speakers.
Well, no, you know I heard you guys like Mudkips, so, you know, I just called to check up.
Mudkips? Is that what you're saying?
Mudkips. Mudkips.
I'm going to ask for a live cast ruling here. I'm going to take a vote right now. Don't hang up on this person, though. I'm going to take a vote.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who call in that are clearly these douchebags
mm-hmm.
that do not use Skype, we have their phone number. Can I, over the air, give out this guy's phone number so all his little trolling
no.
friends
no.
can
I say
prank
no,
call him?
But we should prank him.
Is there a way we could get in trouble for that? If I was to say the phone number that I see right on the screen,
I wouldn't advise it.
Anonymous won't be happy if you do that.
What was that?
His mom won't be happy if you do that. That's
mom,
what he just said.
Dude, she's your mom. She's already not happy.
Hold on, I'm gonna go to Urban Nerd Dictionary and look up Mudkips. Hold on.
Yeah.
I wanna see what that means.
Probably something racist or about.
Oh, he hung up.
He got scared.
Oh, he's going
it
to call
was
Anonymous.
773203 something 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 something.
Let's take this Skype caller.
Oh, God.
Oh, I found it.
What is it?
What is it?
Mudkips were coolly brought to the 4chan table of love when this story with copy and pasted onto the site. Oh, it's like a long, stupid
thing.
Yeah, who cares?
You guys remember the Boss Friend Feed is here. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's
like
the show isn't even about me. It's about this 4chan. I really got to start this 4chan site.
Seriously. Do it.
I've got to get my nephew on.
I keep waiting. Like, I want to hear a caller do something funny. All
right, let's try this one. Person on Skype.
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's your name?
I was wondering if I could get Thor's thoughts on the classic Slayer versus Buckethead debate.
Slayer versus Buckethead debate? What's the debate? They both suck. They're both they could never be as good as Thor. That Buckethead loser, he fucking stole a whole CD of mine. I was hanging at a KFC, and this guy was at the register, and Thor was like, I'd like a big bucket of chicken, extra crispy. And he was all like, oh, I'm your biggest fan. My whole gimmick is I put a bucket on my head. And I'm like, I understand.
You know who else
works
KFC? Niggers also love KFC.
I'm going to be as good as you. And then Thor gave him one of Thor's CDs that Thor didn't like, and that's how Buckethead got made.
That's crazy. But,
so you owe me, Buckethead.
Niggers also like KFC.
Everybody likes KFC.
He knows that.
I don't like KFC.
Who doesn't like KFC? Who doesn't like
really
fried chicken?
I like fried chicken, but not from KFC.
Yeah, I don't like, because it always smells terrible.
But I always wondered how that became a thing, like black people like fried chicken.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, just like us Jewish people like matzo ball soup.
Yeah, but no one else but Jews likes that, though. That's gross.
Yeah, like, who doesn't like watermelon?
No. Let me rephrase what Noah just said. It's like us Jewish people like discounts.
That's...
Yeah, everybody, who doesn't like a discount? I mean, come on. You're retarded.
Especially Jewish people.
664.
Rob, you're back.
Yeah, well, I've been here this whole time.
Thor just, stormed out of here for some reason.
Thor didn't like that he didn't get enough callers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't like that Buckethead question. That pissed him off. Mm. 664, you're on the air.
Hello?
You racist?
I don't even mind the racist one. Just saying nigger is not like a joke.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this.
You just said it and then laughed. So maybe it is a joke.
All right, fine. You know what I mean.
Well, Darren's a racist.
Right.
Apparently.
Everyone likes fried Jews. As someone in the
That's funny. All right, there you go. You took something we said and expanded on it.
Yeah. All right,
let's take
this
last caller here.
Skype caller, you're on the air. If you're waiting for us on Skype, we're talking.
Say whatever cool cold word you have to say to make all your board friends excited.
Your fortune friends.
We'll facilitate for you.
Fortune.
We're people pleasers, really. So we'll do it for you. Say what you got to say.
It's Thor.
Hello.
It's Thor.
Yes.
Hi,
oh, Thor is.
Hi.
Thor left.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if we can get him.
He's still in the green.
Thor! Road. Thor, come back. Hey, what do you want? I was doing some lines.
He got blow all over the table now.
What is it?
Well,
it's what'd Thor? You bring me in here for? Yeah, what?
I have a question.
I bet you do.
Well,
is that it? You're not going to tell me what your question is? You just happen to have
one? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Oh, I couldn't figure out if I was on the air or not. All right, my question is this. Do you like CP?
Do you like PCP?
No, Thor only does cocaine.
You don't like CP?
Cock penetration, of course. Thor penetrates his cock into everything.
No. That's not what CP is, bro. That's not what CP is.
Cream puffs.
Oh, Thor can go for some cream puffs right now. Do you have some?
No, it's not green balls either. Think USB cable.
Thank you. What the hell is a USB cable?
It's their fortune,
Joe. Yeah,
think
it gets the pictures onto the computer for the CP. It gets the CP onto the computer.
It's a cable service.
I see.
Okay.
Thor, understand, this is really what Thor got brought back here for. I was
yeah,
doing
he
some.
Could get out of here, Thor. He could go.
Had a good stash of coke.
So anyway.
You're not going to pick up this 480?
Again, this guy?
It's who is this? 480.
Mina. And I'm not a guy. And I'm Noah.
Mina, finally a
friend. Hey, who's this? Who is this? You guys got girls listening to your show?
Oh, she's 16.
Yeah, and Antonella might be listening, so you take it easy, buddy.
No, Antonella does. Antonella's asleep. I gave her a bunch of Xanaxes. She's good to go.
Give her some Nestas.
Okay.
So baby girl.
Is, my question is.
Yeah.
What? Anyway.
Your question is.
My question is. Who chose songs for the playlist earlier? The first one, not the first one.
Sid did both.
I chose all the songs except that At the Gates song. That was a request. But everything else was me.
Of course you did, Sid.
Of course.
Everyone said it sucked, including me.
She said everyone thought your choices sucked, including me.
Well, I think everyone who listens to our podcast has terrible taste in music, so good. If you people liked it, I would be offended. Huh?
You should just suck your thumb.
Oh,
my songs are playing.
I like this girl. She doesn't like Sid. I don't like Sid to aid Mina.
Sorry that it's not Slipknot. Have we ever played Slipknot on the podcast?
When Thor comes through Arizona, Thor's going to give you a VIP pass. Yeah.
Don't think that.
You know what Thor's talking about.
You have hepatitis, Mina.
Backstage access, Thor and
Thor
you.
Thor wants to access your backstage. Don't
see all your pretty guitars.
That's not what he's going to
show. Yeah, I'll show you my personal guitar. You know what I'm talking about? My personal shredder.
Yeah, Thor, I don't think you should be macking it to 16 years old.
She's got the black and white.
Well, I'm a rock star. Hey, laws do not apply to me.
Yeah, I just don't think
you should make me a song.
What kind of song?
You know how, like you know how to Googler a song? You should make me a song.
Well, you got to, like, I don't know, do something interesting. I'll make a song about it.
Think about her backpack.
One sentence. And then her mom likes the WNBA.
We don't know enough.
Right,
like,
we can do a song about her mom.
We don't know enough things about you, like, to make. It has to be
and
like
Miles
you and I.
Stripping. And Miles Stripping.
Oh,
that
geez.
Was what we talked about.
All right. We only have a minute left. We gotta get the show rolling.
By the way, Rob, your mother recorded a single. I heard.
What?
Yeah, your mother. We don't have time this week, but we're gonna be playing it on the show next week.
Okay.
Your mother actually recorded a single.
Oh, no.
That's here for you next week on the Laughcast.
Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Do we want to take this last Skype caller that's been
listening
patiently?
We don't.
We have less than a minute.
Good, so we'll cut him off.
It'll be fun.
Oh, you're on the air. Say something racist, but not really.
Say something clever.
Clever? Something clever.
Mudkips.
CP Mudkips.
I love the people in the chat room like, this is the worst podcast ever. These guys aren't funny, but yet they spend 2 hours listening to us.
Yeah.
We win. Thanks, guys.
It's a raid.
They really showed
what
us.
What are they going to do now because the chat room closed?
Now they'll go into one of those like cooking podcasts or something like that.
They're just randomly going through blogs.
Your souffle sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, does your souffle have any CP in it?
This is the worst souffle I've ever seen.
This is the worst political discord I've ever listened to. Discourse.
Hey,
do
niggas like souffles? we don't condone that kind of talk. I was making a
talk. As shy as they have.
This is one of the most absurd shows we ever did.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in next week when hopefully I won't feel like death.
Oh, my
God. My mom is going to sing a song. I don't like this.
Maybe we can get your mom to even come in.
Oh,
and
come
talk
on.
About
no,
it.
I don't want to.
Actually, my mic muted the entire time.
My computer has called Robert.
Oh, no.
Because clearly it's about you. I don't know what this music is.
I wonder
like,
what it will reveal.
But it's going to be lots of stuff about Rob in it.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, we hope you tune in next week.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah.
And, oh, you're just going to cut me off now?
Well, I thought we were done with this.
I was just going to say.
Let's take one more call about Munchkin.
There actually is a caller still holding. Can we take that caller? Or would it not even go through?
Let's try it.
Skype caller. Are you there?
I think I've been getting a lot of crap tonight. But actually, I want to go to a guitar question.
What was that?
He has a legit guitar question.
Okay.
Could you guys do a quick price check on a Ibanez Artcore hollow body?
I actually have that guitar.
Right.
How much did you pay for it?
I actually got it as a Christmas gift.
Oh, so there you go. Just get it as a Christmas gift.
Just find some dude who likes
buying guitars. I don't really like that guitar, so can I sell it to you?
Well, like, how much is it, though?
If he could get a dude, he'd be a lot happier.
What?
How much would you sell him your Ibanez guitar for?
Like $300.
There you go.
$300?
Yeah. I owned it. I owned it.
Yeah, you can smell no investment.
She'll rub her pussy against the neck of the guitar.
Oh, I didn't know he has his own studio audience. All right, that's our show. Thank you to everybody who called in except for...
Is he really going to buy my guitar? Because I kind of need that money.
If you are, email Noah. Her email address is noah@metalinjection.net. And if you don't, email her anyway. About a VP or a CP?
CP, money tips,
LFO,
fortune cookies. Paper. Read me your fortune cookies.
Thor Chan. All right.
Go!